Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Coraggio, Coraggio, Coraggio. This is the one word that John Paul II spoke to millions of young people. Coraggio, courage. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but he commands us, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Where is your joy? Our joy is in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Do we just hype that kind of joy up? No. It comes by spending time with the Lord. And at times like this, God infuses you. He meets you in your need and lifts you up. You'll sense this Holy Spirit buoying you up. It's like when you dive deep snorkeling and you have a big chest full of oxygen and you dive deep and you hold your breath, your body wants to go to the surface. In the ocean, your body wants to go to the surface. The Holy Spirit is within you to buoy you up, to breathe into you, to give you life. I remember when my third scuba dive, I went outside Hawaii Kai. My scuba instructor, Diver Guy was his name, knew me and he thought he would take me deep. So we went 120 feet down, which is kind of unusual for a third dive. And I didn't realize, because I was having fun, I was getting a cardio workout, that that's the last thing you want to do, because that makes you run out of oxygen. And I remember he came over to me to check my oxygen level and he was like, ooh, he was concerned. And he came by 5 minutes later, and then he got really concerned. And we had to do something. I was really, you know, it's kind of a gnarly thing. He took my oxygen tank out of my mouth and gave me his. And we had to do a transfer of oxygen tanks and packs and, you know, holding your breath when all that was happening at 120 deep. And then we ascended. And, of course, his oxygen tank, got to tell you, had a lot of alcohol in it. You're not really supposed to drink the night before, but he had punched out his ex-wife's boyfriend the night before, and so maybe he had a reason to drink. We got to the surface, and we're bobbing around in pretty big surf, really big waves. We were in deep water, but still there was a lot of movement. But that oxygen buoyed me up. And Jesus is like that. During the time when you're in the deep, dark, you see, you know, it gets dark when you get down deep like that. Jesus dives deeper. Jesus dives in and he shares his oxygen with you, the Holy Spirit he breathes into you. So during these times, have joy in the Lord. And that comes through spending time with him and praying and keeping your eyes on him. So speaking of which, we're the Catechism, paragraph 308. The truth that God is at work in all the actions of his creatures is inseparable from faith in God, the Creator. God is the first cause who operates in and through secondary causes. That's us, secondary causes. For God is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So God is at work in you to help you to want to do his will. You may not want to do his will. Say, Lord, I don't want to do your will. Help me to want to. So he'll work into you his will. He'll give you the want to want to. The Bible says he gives us new and right desires. He says, I'll put a new heart within you. Far from diminishing the creature, that's us, the creature's dignity, this truth enhances it. Drawn from nothingness by God's power, wisdom, and goodness, it can do nothing if it is cut off from its origin. For without a creator, the creature vanishes. Still less can a creature attain its ultimate end without the help of God's grace. But here's the question that's being asked today in the midst of this crisis. Why is there evil in the world? There's two types of evil. There's moral evil, evil that's come about because of, people being stupid or people being wicked. Being stupid might be like eating a bat that, you know, they knew back in 2007 it was carrying the corona type virus. Or it might be, just not being lazy, not going to work, and not being able to feed your family. That's moral evil. Then there's natural evil, as philosophers call it, and that's where a volcano explodes or an asteroid hits the earth, hurricanes, earthquakes. Why is there evil? It's the scandal of evil. That's exactly what the Catechism calls it in paragraph 309. Providence and the scandal of evil. If God, the Father Almighty, the creator of the ordered and good world, cares for all his creatures, why does evil exist? This is the great question. It's the best question an atheist can ask. If God is all good and God is all powerful, why can't he stop evil? Well, first of all, how can an atheist even define evil? What basis is his criteria of what evil is? Is evil killing a baby so that an unborn baby so the mother can have a more easier life? Is it good to kill someone when they're old and not able to really function in society anymore? Is that good? What would an atheist call good or evil? Is it just the social contract? I won't do you any harm if you don't do me any harm. We define evil as Christians not in some irrational, random way. We don't just define evil as evil because God said so. We define evil because God is good. And what he says about evil makes sense rationally. If God, the Father Almighty, the creator of the ordered and good world, cares for all of his creatures, why does evil exist? Moral evil exists for the sake of love. Because God came and invites us into a relationship with him, but we have more power than God in that way. We can say no to God. And so when we say no, moral evil enters the world. So God has to make us so that we're not robots. We have to have the freedom to choose or not to choose. And so that choosing or not to choose is for the sake of love. And that means that there can be moral evil in the world. To this question, as pressing as it is unavoidable, and as painful as it is mysterious, no quick answer will suffice. Only Christian faith as a whole, constitutes the answer to this question. The goodness of creation, the drama of sin, and the patient love of God who comes to meet man by his covenants, his promised commitments. The redemptive incarnation of his son. That's gnarly right there, right? That part of his solution was to become man. His gift of the Spirit, his gathering of the church, the power of the sacraments, and his call to a blessed life to which free creatures are invited to consent in advance, but from which, by a terrible mystery, they can also turn away in advance. There is not a single aspect of the Christian message that is not in part an answer to the question of evil. But why did God not create a world so perfect that no evil could exist in it? With infinite power, God could always create something better. But with infinite wisdom and goodness, God freely willed to create a world in a state of journeying, the pedagogy of faith, towards its ultimate perfection. In God's plan, this process of becoming involves the appearance of certain beings and the disappearance of others. This is the contingency of the nature of the universe and of the nature of man. It's one of the five reasons from logic for the existence of God. Something has to be non-contingent, and that's God. In God's plan, this process of becoming involves the appearance of certain beings and the disappearance of others. The existence of the more perfect alongside the less perfect. This is again Thomas Aquinas. Both constructive and destructive forces of nature. With physical good, there exists also physical evil. As long as creation has not reached perfection. So we'll stop there. The mystery, the scandal of evil is even more mysterious when you consider the scandal of the cross, that we killed God. Deicide. And how that mystery of God becoming man and giving his life for us unfolds in our journey, our personal journey to Jesus. I'll give you guys time to contemplate that and enjoy God's beautiful creation here in Waikiki Beach. I think that the catechism that we're going to be sharing this week, the days to come, is significant because it's addressing the challenge of the why is there evil in the world? Why is there a coronavirus in the world? Remember, St. Faustina, when she received the Divine Mercy Chaplet, they called it the corona of God's mercy. What does corona mean? It means like on the sun, when you look at it, that outer kind of halo around the sun. So I think it'd be good for you to share this part of our journey through the catechism with your friends. Just do your best to compel them to watch it, because it's going to really be covering a lot of the deeper questions and bring a sense of God's care and love too. I also think it's a great time for men, for you to compel women, compel your husbands to go to deepadventure.com and become a part of Bear's Man Cave. We had a really great Bear's Man Cave Zoom video chat meetup Saturday. Tony was there. Others were there. Bill Rushmore was there. And we shared with each other, encouraged each other, and helped each other understand how to lead our families at the domestic church during this time. I want to ask you guys to pray for Bill Rushmore. He's at home. He hasn't been tested, but they know he has the coronavirus because he has the corona symptoms, and others in his workplace, right where he works, have it. So pray for his recovery. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Viva Cristo Rey, and Aloha.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.